From WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Baltimore City College, the third oldest public school in the country, is also home to a venerable debate team. Alumnus Gil Sandler, class of 41, describes how the art of debate has changed since his time on the team. Then, debate coach Patrick Daniels tells us how students craft persuasive arguments about everything from international trade to dress codes. And we hear from students on the team. Senior Christian Lewis describes how the tools of debate have molded him into an active citizen. It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Public speaking, critical thinking, improvisation, all valuable skills for life after high school. Some local students are getting a head start exercising these muscles by participating in their school's debate team. Baltimore City College opened in 1839. It's the third oldest public high school in the country and home to what is likely the oldest debate team. It began 140 years ago in 1878. This year, about 70 students at the school participate in speech, debate, and mock trial activities. Later, we'll hear from the program's director and some students on the team. First, a prestigious alumnus of debate at City College, Gil Sandler. You know him as the voice behind WYPR's Baltimore Stories, airing Friday mornings. Many moons ago, Gil debated for City. He graduated in the class of 1941 and is an active supporter of the debate program today. Gil Sandler, welcome to On the Record.
Happy to be with you.
What did you learn from being on the speech and debate team?
Well, the first thing I learned is I myself was not a very good debater. We had outstanding debaters. I just wasn't one of them.
Why do you say that? What do you remember about debating that you think you did not do well?
Well, I didn't qualify for the big tournaments.
Oh.
You know, I went out and I listened, I heard, I tried, but, you know, I didn't have the whatever it takes to. In those days, most of the debating, as I remember, was what we call Lincoln Douglas. And Lincoln Douglas, if you know the tradition, is affirmative, negative, negative, affirmative, so forth. And it really drew very heavily on oratory and knowledge of parliamentary skills. Today, a lot of the program is what they call policy. And that's a different kind of debate. It's excellent. All the colleges do it. But the emphasis there is on developing strategies. And that's a different kind of skill set.
Have any of the topics or conversations stuck with you?
We used to debate the classic themes, socialism versus capitalism. How are we going to get coal out of the ground? Should the government be doing it, or should private industry be doing it? These were the classic themes. We're far from that these days. The students, and thank them for that, demand more topical subjects that the country itself is debating.
And almost a decade ago, a fund was started in your name, the Gilbert Sandler Fund.
Well, some very dear friends, they saw me struggling with the, we needed $45,000, $50,000 a year, and I was begging and begging, getting that money. You know, raising money is a hard job. There's a lot of competing interests. One day I was at the Baltimore Museum of Industry talking about a book that I'd written, and they were introducing, and then Emil Bendit gets up and starts talking about a new program, a new fund called the Gil Sandler Fund, Inc. And they got me started. And then we began to get some big grants. Mark Joseph himself gave us $50,000. So, and we get money from Abel Foundation and many other generous citizens. And we take these kids and put them on a plane and put them in hotels. And some of them never been out of West Baltimore.
The Gilbert Sandler Fund for Speech and Debate at City College. It's at the a fund at the Baltimore Community Foundation.
That's correct. give some credit there to Tom Wilcox, stepped in to manage the money. And the Baltimore Community Foundation has been extremely generous with their time and helped us with our newsletter and our donor services. We owe the Baltimore Community Foundation a deep debt of gratitude for helping us the way they did. There's been a lot of community support. And City College, the principal, Cindy Harcum, has been most supportive. And debate programs and competitions around the country know us when they see us. I mean, and hear us, and they know who we are, and we command a presence.
In today's age of fake news, what difference do you think it makes for students to be able to think critically and analyze sources?
You cannot be good citizens. You cannot take your role in the community in public service unless you know the difference. And our students know the difference because we teach them the difference. And they debate the differences. If you ever see them go to one of these debates, they're carrying suitcases and tubs full of papers and data. They argue these fine points of what is real and what is not real. And it's the best education I know for good citizenship.
I appreciate your talking to us, Gil. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gil Sandler is part of Baltimore City College's class of 1941. He's an avid supporter of the school's speech and debate program. You can hear Gil recount tales from Baltimore's past on Baltimore Stories, airing Friday mornings on WYPR. At the On the Record page at WYPR.org, we will have a link to the Gilbert Sandler Fund for Speech and Debate at City College.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. What is the key to effective persuasion? How do you overcome nerves when speaking in front of others? How do you assess what's true and what's not in research and then organize it so you can express it clearly? Baltimore City College has been coaching students in speech and debate for 140 years. They attend competitions across the country and take on topics from school dress codes to the role of the U.S. government in international trade. Today we're talking about how this program helps high school students master critical thinking and reasoning. Patrick Daniels is an English and speech teacher at City College. He also directs the school's speech and debate program, which includes a mock trial team. Patrick Daniels, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So about 70 students, freshmen all the way up to seniors, are part of the program this year. What are your goals for students who join speech and debate?
Our goals are to allow students to express themselves in the best possible manner. We really like the idea of kids being able to choose their arguments and be able to make the most of those arguments.
How do you do that?
By encouraging them to challenge, you know, their parents, challenge the authority, challenge their own thought process, and really look deeply at the critical issues that we're facing in today's society. Right now, we have an education secretary that was never an educator, and she has shown that she wasn't able to express herself in a way that allowed her to show that she has goals. And this year, one of the topics that we're looking at in policy debate is the role of the U.S. federal government in education policy. And so we are concerned about the way that students are being treated today.
Let me pick up on that phrase you just used, policy debate. As I understand it, the debate side of speech and debate is divided into two types, policy debate and public forum. What's the difference?
In policy debate, there's one resolution for the year, and it starts with the United States federal government should. This year, the resolution is that the United States federal government should increase funding and or regulations for K through 12 education in the United States.
So that's policy debate.
That's policy debate.
What is
and
public
so we
forum?
Look at that for the entire year. With public forum debate, the topic changes every month. That topic changes to whatever the more current topic is in popular argumentation. For example, last month they talked about capital gains tax, And the month before, they were talking about paying college athletes.
And that changes monthly.
And it changes monthly. It allows for kids to learn a little bit about a lot of different topics and allows them to really explore those areas in their research.
How do you help kids learn to craft an effective argument?
It's about finding the solid research, doing that work. It's about practice. In order to craft strong arguments, you want to believe it, and it's got to be true. It seems easy enough to say, but it's really hard for high school students. Many times in, say, policy debate, they'll be talking about arguments that really aren't so true, like connecting a change in curriculum to a nuclear war happening in India and Pakistan. And we found that that isn't really the type of argumentation that we want to do. We'd rather talk about what's happening to students in our school and what's the real action that's going on. For example, last week we had a walkout about gun violence. And we had a lot of students speak up and talk about how gun violence affects students here in Baltimore.
Are students expected to be able to argue either side? Or do they pick a side and that's what they prepare?
They're required to argue both sides. That makes our debaters a lot stronger. In fact, several times we've had mock debates within our classroom practicing against each other. And we found that we are actually sometimes stronger opponents than those we'll face on the national circuit.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Patrick Daniels, director of Baltimore City College's speech and debate team. And I want to pull in now some of the City College students who have joined us here on the record. Freshman Ezra Pipik, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And freshman Anaya Taylor, hello.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And senior Christian Lewis.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What are some of the topics you have debated?
When I first joined debate, the topic we were going around was surveillance. And surveillance can be seen as just like a government-wide issue. However, by contextualizing that discussion in the city of Baltimore, you can be able to have a better discussion on how surveillance affects different people in different ways. So the affirmative that I ran that year, it was talking about stop and frisk and how disproportionately Black people are surveilled more than other bodies. That's an example of how, like, you take a resolution that wants you to talk about simply the government and pare it down to a situation that relates around your material reality.
Anaya, what topic has interested you most?
Probably the topic from last month with capital gains tax. Taxes aren't things that we talk about during school. We don't learn about it. So the age of 14, looking up something that you'll use later on in life was really interesting for me.
Ezra, what topic has interested you most?
I have only been in policy for 1 year, and we are in the education topic currently. But every team debates a plan, and our current plan is to abolish dress codes in primary and secondary education schools in the U.S., and how dress codes can kind of communicate that particularly women's bodies need to be, like, covered up. It's debate really, especially the way that City College debates, it really gives us a platform to talk about these issues in a way that we don't in regular school.
Tell me how you prepare for a debate.
Debate does require a ton of preparation, and every team in Baltimore City College policy debate, I can't really speak for public forum, they all prepare a plan. Novices often share multiple arguments because we are new and it's very difficult for us to craft arguments. But you have to prepare a lot for debate. For example, on the bus ride to one of the tournaments I attended, I spent the whole time just crafting different arguments and, like, pre-writing them so that I can use them in a debate round and get my points across clearly.
Christian, how do you prepare for a debate? You've been at this longer. What have you learned?
I've learned to have a similar structure, because most arguments have that. And I think about it in the realm of, like, writing a paper. It's claim, warrant, and evidence. And if you're missing one of those, then the argument really won't make sense to the judge.
Anaya, how about you?
The same as Chris. Claim, warrant, evidence. The way you structure it is usually should flow the way you want it to. And how Ezra was saying, like, prepping the night before, the day before, I'd be up with my partner all night on the phone, like, hey, let's make sure we have this down pack and that down pack. It's really just about commitment. When you have commitment, your prep is just there.
Gil Sandler told me that debaters at other schools can see City College coming, which left me in the impression that you guys have sort of a unique style of argument. I mean, tell me how the debate style of Baltimore City College differs from other schools.
Compared to other schools, Baltimore City College functions on making arguments contextualized around reality and the material conditions that we face. We think that simply by running United States federal government should arguments, it doesn't acknowledge how politics actually functions in the real world. Being at Baltimore City College, you kind of learn the mindset that you can be able to engage in politics in your own way and in material ways that can really help your community. It's not just a game. It's more so a tool to be able to teach kids how to engage in politics in their own way.
Anaya, you're debating topics that change every month. How do you anticipate what argument you might be up against?
I think because the topic changes every month, I've learned to like stay on my toes, always expect the unexpected. So I never change my thinking, but I always have to understand what they're saying and then craft what I'm going to say around what they're saying.
Christian, how does debate and speech prepare you for college and life after graduation?
I would say one for the career that I want to go into.
Which is?
I'm screenwriting. I would say always having an idea of what's going to come next or predicting possible scenarios. That helps me as I contextualize plots or come up with stories in my head. Also, I'd say being in debate helps me to want to engage in politics more. Especially in the city of Baltimore, there's a gap between people and politics. And now since I've been in debate and now since I have the language that I need, I can engage in politics in a more effective way.
You're still a few years away from college. And I saw you nodding your head when Christian was speaking.
Oh, yes. So I want to go into law. So I've always thought of debate as my go-to when I'm thinking about law. I've actually been debating before high school since fourth grade, but going into high school, it was so different, like having to change the topic every month and then looking at politics, it's like it opened my eyes because I've never wanted to deal with politics. But it's what's going on right now. I want to deal with it now because I should want to know what's going to happen because I am the future.
Ezra?
When I hear politicians speaking, I used to just hear politicians speak and like them trying to advance their narrative. But now when I hear administration officials talk, I can kind of understand what they're really saying and what they really believe. I also would like to go into law, and this is really helping because thinking on your feet is very important in law and very important in a variety of careers, and the ability to pick apart language and understand exactly what people are saying is also important.
Patrick Daniels, how is the team doing this year?
We're having a fantastic year. Our mock trial team finished second in the city on the closest match I've ever seen against the Friends School. We came in first and second at the Chesapeake District Tournament last month, which means we're headed to Nationals in Florida in June. And we also have another championship. The state championship is this Saturday, and we qualified 8 of the 13 teams that made it to this championship. So I'm very hopeful that we will win yet another state championship.
What's the impact of all the traveling that City College debate teams do to tournaments at colleges and universities around the country?
I think people have a single picture of Baltimore or what Baltimore is. And when they hear Baltimore City College, they often expect a certain thing from us. And by us being a Baltimore team and going around the country and spreading critical knowledge and policy knowledge, it shows that we're not just a dangerous city or that we don't have any layers, you know? We show that Baltimore actually has good people and that it's a great city to engage in.
Ezra, have you been able to travel?
Yes. Traveling is very interesting for us because we get to run up against many different arguments and we get to run up against many different teams that we would never go against if we were just going to the local tournaments. It's also a ton of fun for all the debaters. So traveling really is my favorite part about debate.
So yeah, the same thing as Christian was saying, it shows that not everyone is a product of their city. We are not a product of what people try to make us out to be, and it gives us opportunity being able to travel and look at all this new things. And like Ezra says, it's a ton of fun to travel. I think of debate as a family now, being with them for the past year. So being able to travel with family and the ones you love is just really amazing.
Thanks a lot for telling us about this. Thank you.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Patrick Daniels is a Baltimore City College English and speech teacher and director of the school's speech and debate program. Ezra Pippick and Anaya Taylor are freshmen at City. Christian Lewis is a senior. We've been talking about the art of effective persuasion.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.